Meanwhile, closer to home, a coalition of advocates, legal services, human service providers, and people who've experienced housing discrimination came together at City Hall Park in Manhattan today to advocate for passage of a bill to end housing discrimination based on criminal records. Clark Adamitis was there, and he sends this report.
In New York, landlords can refuse to rent homes to people who spent time behind bars, even if a person was incarcerated decades ago. That's why advocates are pushing for the passage of the Fair Chance for Housing campaign, Intro 2047.
The bill would ban landlords from discriminating against people who have conviction records.
Allison Wilkie is the director of public policy with the John Jay College Institute for Justice and Opportunity.
In New York City, there's 750,000 people who have a conviction record. That's almost 11% of the adult population. So the inability to access housing once you have a conviction is a big issue, not only for people who have convictions, but for their families and for their children.
Hilton N. Webb Jr. was released from prison in 2017. Eventually, he found housing with the Fortune Society, which supports successful reentry from incarceration and promotes alternatives to incarceration.
When I got out, I couldn't find a place to live. Nobody would rent a place to me because of my conviction record. I'm a firm believer that without a place to rest your head that's safe and secure, nothing else in your life is possible. You can't get a job. And since I didn't have a place to go, I had to report to the men's shelter on 30th Street. After one night there, I was strongly considering a refrigerator box in the street because that would have been preferable to where I was. I mean, I'm trying to live a life of authenticity, which means I'm not trying to be deceitful. So I'll tell the landlord or the super that I was in prison, and that seems to be a turnoff.
Roslyn Smith served 39 years in prison. She has also faced discrimination.
I was dreaming about the day I came home, the day I could be independent, the day I could live on my own, not have people tell me what to do, where to go, how to do it. But the sad thing is that I found out there are so many collateral consequences for people that have criminal backgrounds. When I first came home, I went to a transitional house just to get on my feet. I'm like applying for housing and I'm excited about that. This is a new journey for me. You know, I've never lived in my own place ever. So I get a letter stating that I was denied because of my criminal background. People shouldn't be discriminated against because they have criminal backgrounds.
Advocates believe housing is a human right, and allowing justice-involved people equal access to safe and stable housing strengthens our communities. It's now up to City Council to bring the bill, which would prohibit housing discrimination on the basis of arrest, to a vote. Clark Adamitis, WBAI News, New York.
Thanks, Clark.